Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November 24th, 2024. Got a great question here from a man named Hawk. And he lives in Goleta, California. And that's kind of a place I grew up in or around, I should say. I'm grateful that I got to have this chat. I have been emailing him back and forth. It's been really interesting. He's an interesting guy. So here's what he says. I have been looking for God all my life, for proof of a God, and I'm not so sure it exists. Is there a God? In the scientific world of which I live and work, it seems that there is some intelligence, but we never found the source. Can you tell me where God lives? Hawk, Goleta, California. Yeah, I can chit-chat with you a little bit about this. People always put a persona on God. I have a real hard time with God being the Wizard of Oz that most people prefer him to be, and calling him even a him. It's really the source. God is the source. There's an old story that runs around in India about God. This is a metaphor, it's just a fairy tale, that God was trying to figure out where he should live because he kept being abused and everybody kept wanting to, wish him some kind of gift that they wanted from him and all of that. And God was just very, very upset about it all. So he gathered his angels around him and he said, where should I live? And they said, well, it may be in the depths of the ocean. And of course, God said, they'll find me there. And how about the highest mountain peak? He said, they'll find me there. How about out in outer space and other planets? He said, God said, they'll find me there eventually. And then one angel said to him, I know a place they'll never find you. Yeah, and you know where it's going to go, don't you? Let's hide you within each person. It's kind of an interesting way of looking at it. I've lived in India. I understand what they're talking about, the whole idea. They love these beautiful little stories they make up as parables, and I enjoy them immensely. But the thing that is most interesting is the last place, Hawk, you're going to look is within yourself. And the reason for that is because you have listened to people who have told you who you are and what you are. And as Linda Ronstadt sang, you're no good, baby, you're no good. There's a lot of people who believe they're no good. And probably deep within you, the ability to see the presence of something that is greater than your assumptions, your genetics, your DNA, is beyond the scope of your acuity, your mental acuity. And I would understand that because that's where most people are. When I was doing my minister trip, trying to teach people the way through the obstacle course of their assumptions and presumptions, I found it very frustrating to be able to say to people that it isn't that God is a man, God is source. And if you can think of it as source without putting a persona on it, an ego on it, a vanity on it, a sense of pride on it, then you just might ever so slightly be able to have another mind. The mind that you have now, Hawk, is not going to work. It's just not going to work. You have a literal mind. You have a mind that you're proud of, that's kind of a scientific, techie kind of mind. That is not the kind of mind that discovers the source of the presence. It just doesn't work like that. To have the kind of mind that can realize the source and the presence, you must be in love. Not infatuated with emotional love, human love. You must be in love. Love requires consciousness. And if you attain to consciousness, a mind that's no longer pitted against itself and the facts of what it thinks is true and untrue, once you have that kind of mind, a mind no longer in conflict with itself, that's when something of the other shore, something magnificent can begin to occur. But it takes practice. And you're, as you said here, you're 43 years old. You're not going to do that. You're just not. It's not a burning thing in you. What you're trying to do is dispel a rumor, a myth, a religion, a philosophy. That's your motivation. And it's evident in all of your emails to me. It isn't that you're a true seeker. Very few people are true seekers. I mean, who can be a true seeker? Really, think about it. You're not a true seeker. It isn't about the awakening to you. It isn't about achieving another mind, a mind no longer in conflict with itself. That's not your goal. Your goal is scientific. Your goal is to prove through logic and reasoning. That kind of mind can't meditate. That kind of mind won't meditate. That kind of mind doesn't understand diddly squat. So, Hawk, you're just, you know, wasting your own time. You're chasing your own tail. When you really want to know the answer, you have to go beyond your common thinking. I always felt sorry for George Harrison, my sweet Lord. I always felt so sorry for him with that song, and it just proved the arrogance of what he was really all about. I really want to know you, but you're so hard to find. That's what he says in the lyrics. But he doesn't really want to know him because he wouldn't be willing to drop his mind, a mind that is beyond the confines of right and wrong, logic and reasoning, good and bad. He could write this beautiful songs, beautiful music. That was his answer. He had found him, but he couldn't recognize it because he was too busy being George Harrison. You're too busy being Hawk. And as long as you're busy doing that, trying to fortify your life through that, you're never going to be able to understand the meaning and the substance of what it is to find the source. I've had students come to me and they would say, you know, Greg, prove to me there's a God, or what is God? And when I said God is love, just what Jesus said, God is love. God is the source. God is the source, and the source is love. They would look at me, roll their eyes, and think I was just placating them and walk away and never come back. And you know, it's good that they never came back and that they did walk away. They set themselves on a journey that is going to be very, very difficult. It's going to be very, very difficult. We live in this world a hard life, and we have many, many things, consequences that we create for ourselves that make for a very difficult life. No one is responsible for that but us, me, you. And until you are willing to let love live you, until love is more important, not human love, not Greg Penn love, not Hawk love, a love that is the realization of the order of this life. And this life has an order. And it has no pretense. It is simply what it is. You are captured in an animal, Hawk. This animal is having its way with you. It's frustrated you. It is condemning you, condoning you. It's doing a lot of things that is, well, not the nature of your true and authentic heart. So until you have found a life of simplicity, solitude, and silence, you will never know where God lives. The kingdom of heaven, as Jesus said, lives within you. So simple. Anyway, I'm out of here. Hawk, thank you for all your emails. I'm sure they'll stop. But I'm very grateful to be able to maybe add this to your life a little bit. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air next week. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.